Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Welcome
to a grand event.
The realest conversation ever.
You have arrived.
Now let's get to it.
We keeps it real.
You know why you're listening.
You're here at the right spot.
The podcast of realness.
Celebrity gossip.
Romance.
News.
Music.
And all that real, real.
Now let's keep it real.
It's Getting Real with Zing and Jen. What would you do?
Okay.
You are dating this dude, let's say a few weeks, maybe a month. You guys hang out and you've never invited him to your house. So finally you're like, okay, you know what? You can come back to my house. And he ends up spending the night. Yeah, you can spend the night. It's cool. It's getting late. I'm about to lay down. Okay, great. Let's do it. You guys just fall asleep cuddling. Wake up in the middle of the night and you feel something wet and you're like, what's happening right now? I don't know. And then you wake up and you're like, yo, what's good? And they're like, oh my God, I think I peed the bed. What would you do?
I have a few questions. Never mind. I was gonna say, how old are you? It don't matter if you sleep with somebody. You're old enough. I probably would ask if something's wrong with him first. I'll ask, is there something wrong with you? Just physically, health-wise, something wrong with you?
You would go through the whole question?
That's the first question I'll ask, because, I don't want to come for you if you have a health issue. You understand what I'm saying? You should have told me prior to you sleeping in my bed. But if it's not, that's the first question. If it's no, I'm walling the fuck out.
How old are you?
How old are you? You just be peeing in beds? I don't get it. That's trifling. That's nasty.
Grown men be out here peeing beds. This is not the first story I heard about that.
So what happened? What happened from this person? What?
Basically, she just was on some you're wilding my nigga. Wild him up once it was confirmed that it was
pee.
Did
she feel the pee on her?
I'm just going to say a yes. I'm going to go with a yes. Okay. I think that makes sense.
Okay.
But yeah, it was just on some wild out, get out. And apparently there's been no contact since.
Okay, of course, yes. That's embarrassing.
Facts. How you a grown man and you pee in the bed?
You pissing in beds.
Moral of the story, if you got a bladder problem or you can't tell when it's time for you to pee, don't go to nobody's house and spend the night.
Right.
Go pee your own bed.
Right. And if you are in a dream, okay, and you're walking to the bathroom, wake the fuck up.
That's a fact.
Wake the fuck up.
Oh my God. Because
if you're headed to the bathroom and you're about to squat, you're about to fucking pee in reality. So wake
That's
the fuck
a
up.
Fact. But wow. I'm Zing.
I'm Jen.
And this is
Getting Real with Zing and Jen. Woo! Hey.
Yes, yes, yes. This is episode 18. Yes, let go.
Let flow.
All about positive vibes.
Positive vibes.
Good
letting go
energy.
Of the, yes, letting go of the negative energy and just moving on. And becoming even a better person.
Yes.
You dig?
All about truth, happiness.
Right.
Self-reflection.
Mm-hmm.
Self-actualization.
Right. Realization.
Realization. Facts.
You feel me? Shit. Because you realize a lot of shit when you let go of shit.
This is a fact. But I'm excited for this episode.
I am too. I think it's going to be really good. I feel the energy. Do you feel the energy?
I feel the energy.
The energy.
The energy.
That was good. But anything good with you, girl?
Life is life. Thanksgiving was cool. You yes. just had a birthday.
A birthday. And you know what?
If it's your birthday, make some noise. If it's your birthday, make some noise. Make some noise. Make some noise.
And
noise,
you,
noise.
Shout out to you, Nazinga, because you surprised me with the lituation. And that's why.
Of course, birthdays are big deals.
Yes.
The big 2-7.
Yep.
Getting up there.
New chapter.
Facts.
You know, for improvement, for growth, for all that. The bag.
Yes.
Hey.
The bag.
Anything new with you, though?
That's it. I've actually been checking out, have you heard of Spike Lee's new Netflix series?
I have. I saw episode 1.
She's gotta have it. Okay, you checked it out. What are your thoughts?
So, spoiler alert, if anyone's watching it. I was watching it and I was questioning. I was like, damn, at first, the light-skinned guy, I thought that was just her friend. But then when she got in bed with him, did you watch the first episode?
Mm-hmm.
When she got in bed with the light-skinned guy, I was like, whoa, shawty, tripping. I was like, whoa, time out. In my mind, I was like, this might be the third guy that I've seen her in bed with.
He was folding the clothes. He wasn't mad funny. So
a goof.
Clown. For everybody that doesn't know what She's Gotta Have It about, it is about the main character, Nola Darling, who is a local Brooklyn artist. And she's basically living her life as living her life like it's golden. She has multiple sex partners and she's just kind of doing her whole thing, trying to figure out herself. So
fuck the double standard.
Facts. If you haven't listened to it, check it out. Mm-hmm. But I mean, my reviews on it.
How many episodes have you seen?
I am up to, I think, episode 7 or 8.
Oh, okay. You're deep in there. Yeah. You're deep in there. Okay. I'm episode, one.
Yeah. My reviews, like, I like it. I feel like it's a lot of underlying messages. And when I first watched it, I wasn't really ready for that. So I was like, oh my God, it's a lot.
Okay.
But it's good. I think I'll be good after this season, though. I just want to finish watching it just so I can know what's going to happen. But
so if there's a season 2, you don't think you're going to watch it?
Probably not.
Okay.
But, I mean, everybody likes it.
What type of messages?
Just, like, different. I feel like it's very feminist type of ideas.
Got it.
Things in that nature.
That vibe. Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to continue to watch.
Yeah, no, definitely. I'm going to continue to watch as well.
Okay. All right.
Anything new with you?
No, I don't. That face never hit me. Oh, new job. Hey, the bag. But that's it. But do you have the time?
Yeah, I definitely do.
But where is it?
Where's the time?
It's segment time! We keep it real. Hey! Zing, you got the freaking juice. What's good?
Yes. So, it's absolutely happening. Ray J and Princess, Love and Hip Hop Hollywood stars. Mm-hmm. They are finally confirmed that they're expecting.
Okay, so, that's yay. It. Okay. I remember there was rumors.
Yes, yeah, so they
posted the rumor.
We did, right? We didn't know what was going on. So they made the official announcement on The Real Monday morning.
Okay.
And he just said, Princess and I, we're expecting. I mean, if you can't remember, back in season 4 of Love and Hip Hop Hollywood, Ray J and Princess were going through some trials and tribulations. Princess couldn't get married, couldn't get pregnant. Mm-hmm. And then they went to do Ray J, Safari, and AJ, I think his name is. Or whatever that other guy
A1.
Is. A1, thank you. Thank you for that correction.
Got you.
So if you did see season 4, they did like the sperm count competition. So Ray J, Safari, and A1, they all went to test their sperm out.
That was a funny episode.
It was very funny. And Ray J came in the lowest.
Yeah.
So they were very open about having complications. But it is so great because they are now finally having a baby.
I'm happy for them. I feel like they are truly, like, for real, outside the reality, because, like, people are really in fake relationships. I truly believe it, but I think they really love each other. I think they deserve this baby, and I think Ray J will be a good daddy.
Oh my God, yeah,
he'd be a fun, loving dad, and I think Princess will be a great mom too. I think they'll be good together. I think they'll work out.
I'm very happy for them.
Congrats.
Yeah, so just stay on the lookout. I'm sure they'll be all over social media now that it's out, showing like things, and we can follow their pregnancy. That's super exciting, though.
That baby's gonna be a cutie too.
Oh, it's gonna be so adorable.
Yeah,
so adorable.
I hope it's a girl.
So does Ray J.
Oh, okay. Yes. Okay.
So Ray J also is hoping for a girl. So we'll see. Like, gender reveals are it right now, so I'm sure that they'll have one.
It's gonna be crazy for them. I can only imagine.
Super excited. But something else. What is a sport that is most known for just breaking out with fights?
Hockey.
Yes. But this is not a hockey fight. There was a football fight. So Sunday night, the Oakland Raiders and the Denver Broncos, they had a fight, okay? So it was a brawl between Michael Crabtree, who was with the Raiders, and Aqib Talib, who is with the Broncos. So basically, the fight was a continuation of a dispute that started last season when Talib ripped Crabtree's chain off during the season finale.
Oh, that's wild.
Yeah.
That's disrespectful.
Basically. They originally, Crabtree missed the first game that they had this season of like the rematch with the Broncos, but my man's wasted zero time, okay, when it came back to being on the field with him. So on the second play of Oakland's second drive, Crabtree just aggressively bought Talib on a running play and drove him to the Broncos sideline. So he basically just violated him. Talib was not with the shits. He ends up ripping off his chain again, and then the brawl ensues. So it's like,
I wonder how that looks like when you're in the crowd.
It probably looks wild. And then both of the players' teams, of course, like ran to try to like surround and try to get them apart. And yeah, and then finally they were broken up. But at the end all be all, the Raiders won 21-14. And it seems like Crabtree was about that life and won the fight too. So double win.
Real gully.
Yeah. I don't watch football, but apparently I should start because they getting crazy on the football field.
It's been intense. I saw a fight. Was it? No, that wasn't the fight. But they've been getting aggressive on that field. I know it's intense, but damn. Okay. Hey. Shoot. I'm trying to watch that and shit.
Yeah, so Jen, you got the tunes. What's going on in the music world?
I got the tunes. That was good, right? That was good.
Every week it gets better, John.
Okay, thank you. I've been practicing. But in other news, T.I. did an interview with Billboard, and he announced that he is ready to do the Dope Boy Academy album with Jeezy, the collab. So yes. T.I., Jeezy, one album, okay?
That's gonna be dope.
Dope as crap. They promised it back in 2014 to the fans, and it's 2017 now, so where is it? But T.I.'s like, he's ready to do it. He's pumped. He's the type of guy that he just wants to get the job done. Whereas Jeezy, he more so is, you know, contemplating on it. Just think about the idea of like, okay, I don't know if I want to do it or not. So he's just waiting on him. But at the same time, he gave really great comments about how like contemplating is a good idea to do. You know, you have to think about the ideas because the best ideas comes with thinking. So T.I. was like, I'm trying to do this album, which would be super dope. Then earlier this month, Jeezy also did an interview with Billboard, and he was like, yeah, he's ready. He was on tour, so he was busy, you know, for a while, because like Jeezy be coming out with these albums, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And at the time, I think you've seen it all just came out. So he was like, you know, I was busy, but now I'm ready. He was like, T.I. comes out with, you know, good ideas. They're like brothers, because, you know, they're both from Atlanta. Yep. So he was just like, I'm ready to do this. But he's like, but his thing was, they go back and forth about the whole doing an album, but also doing a movie. Jeezy wants to do a movie. T.I. wants to do an album.
And I just gotta say, I'm all for T.I. being an actor too, because he does a great job.
Takers, my nigga.
He gets the same type of roles, but mm-hmm. he executes them every single
so
time.
So good. So good. Takers, ATL, just too good. But at the same time, if they were to do a movie, so Jeezy's like, okay, let's do a movie, but we can also have a soundtrack, and that just be them too.
Oh, so that's like a package deal. Yeah.
So he's like, if we can do that, then we Gucci, and if they can do that, we Gucci too, because everyone's gonna be like, right? That shit is lit.
So hopefully, and we'll just hear about like what that looks like, mm-hmm. and just kind of follow up on that. That's super dope. Anything else in news?
Yes. News? Other news. I know you heard about. Have you been on social media? Have you heard about this Mace and Cameron beef?
Okay, so I've been seeing memes, but I wasn't sure. So can you just give me a quick 411 with that?
Okay, so Cameron basically put out a mixtape called The Program, right? And there's been mad disses from Mace because they have beef. They've been having beef. From what Mace says, they've been having beef for 21 years or whatever. And so basically, he's just like, Cameron was dissing fucking Mace in his mixtape. And freaking
for this, what? No reason.
For no reason. Just cause. Just for the drama. And this past Thanksgiving weekend, Mace freaking puts out a diss record called The Oracle. So he puts it out. Supposedly he goes freaking ham. And you remember, Mace is a preacher, so I don't even know why he putting out diss tapes. Or diss songs, okay?
He messed up with the set.
Okay, so he came for him. And then Mace, basically this Monday morning, he tells Hot 97, like, yo, I put out the record because Cameron, on his latest mixtape, he was threatening me, saying, like, okay, I'm trying to do bodily harm. So what's good? That's not about to happen. So I'm about to put out this diss record, and I'm about to let you know what's really good. So Mace is on this whole thing, like, he feels that, like, everyone hears Cameron's side of the drama. He feels that, like, the reason why Joelle's and Jim don't fuck with him is because of Cameron, and no one really knows his side. So he's just like, they've been had beef. Like, this is what it is. Because everyone, I feel like social media is saying, like, oh, y'all used to be friends. Like, what happened? And like, Mace is like, nah, dog. Like, we never fuck with each other. I've been known him since eighth grade. I mean, since I was 8 years old. He said, I'm not even eighth grade. He said 8 years old. He's like, I've been known him. Wait, he's like, for 21
they got
years.
Beef from the hood, dog.
Yes, he's like, beef for 21 hood, years. Dog. Like, that's been my enemy. So, yes, it's lit. It's lit. Mace really came out with a diss record.
Now we gotta drop that. Drop that track right now.
Dropped.
Imagine 20 years with a bitter bitch in the same drama. Dame told you do this shit and you don't see Dame karma. K9 on your ass, nigga, no distraction. Pussy nigga wearing pink, guess he think he matching. I'ma paint a picture, let the niggas make the caption. Fuck bars, I'ma tell niggas what really happened. You hear this tone, you know the Mac is in my seat. You see exactly what I see, you know my rap is not for free. You send them pussy niggas to the hill to trap me in the beat. You singing, nigga, don't be no backup bitch with me. I chew that nigga to my teeth first. Don't even hit the weed first. Bitches used to say I'm blessed and I ain't even sneeze first. Much dirt I got on you, don't even need no research. Hand filthy, heart guilty, nigga like me need church. Tax know you as the nigga that snitched on the rock. DC Crips only know you the nigga they shot.
Oh my god.
Y'all heard it. Yes, it's lit. But yes, and we got the news. What you got, Zing?
It is a beautiful day in the world. So, just because of the great news that I have. So, the British monarchy is going to have their first black princess. Like, let's just get a quick round of applause for that. So, so let me tell you more.
Hold on, how?
So Prince Harry, he's been in a relationship with the American actress Meghan Markle, mm-hmm. and this has been the most public relationship that he's been in. He's already gotten a lot of backlash from her. She's mixed, so she has a white father, a black mom. Mm-hmm. Already got backlash from their relationship, but no one's surprised that they are engaged, right? Okay. However, like I said, she's born in LA, she's a white father, black mother, but she identifies as a mixed woman, and she has always spoken very proudly about being a black woman.
Okay, that's nice. Hey.
Yeah, so she'll be the first black woman to marry into the family. Yes. So they gotta deal with it now.
Society, you gotta deal with it.
I just love seeing all these different representations.
Yes, bring on the diversity into the kingdom. Let's call it that.
Yes, and it keeps getting better. Last night was the Miss Universe 2017. Mm-hmm. And Miss South Africa, Demi Lee Nell Peters, was crowned as the Miss Universe of 2017.
Back to back. Ay.
Back to back. So she's 22 years old, recent graduate of Northwest University. And in a pre-tape interview, she spoke about how she was held at gunpoint in an incident, and that is what drove her to find her passion in training women in self-defense. So that's kind of been her platform, and she's been using Miss Universe to, well, she will be using Miss Universe to push that.
I love that. I love that.
It's beautiful, especially in these times. Like, it's scary out there. And the judges were most impressed by her Q&A question. She was asked what was the most important issue women are currently facing in the workplace. And her response, quote, "In some places, women get paid 75% of what men earn for doing the same job, working the same hours. Mm-hmm. And I do not believe this is right. I think we should have equal work for equal pay for women all over the world." So there you go. I'm with you, Miss South Africa, Miss Universe 2017.
You better go.
Very beautiful young woman.
Oh, really? Okay. I need to check her out. Yes. For some reason, I stopped. Well, I used to watch, like, you know, Miss USA. I used to watch it, Miss Universe. I need to get back on it because, like, I feel like just seeing beautiful women just succeed when it comes to leadership and just, and as well as class. I feel like it's just nice to see. Like, Miss South Africa? Yes.
Yes. So it's nice. It's great to see just all these different representations of women of color. It's a beautiful thing. I love it. But what's going on in your news?
So I have some bad news here from a woman of color. Do you know Naya Rivera? She's the past actor from Glee, ex-fiance of Big Sean. Fuck with you.
Yes.
So bitch got charged for domestic battery. Saturday she got arrested.
I'm sorry, I'm still like...
Saturday, she got arrested in West Virginia while she was on a walk with her 2-year-old child. She basically punched Ryan Dorsey, her fiance. Oh, I'm sorry, her husband. Well, she's trying to get a divorce now. So she punched her fiance in the head and in the mouth while on a walk in the street.
It ain't safe.
And for some reason, everything was recorded. So I don't know if people that were also, like, at this park were recording what happened. I don't know if he was recording, but they got footage, and Shawty got charged. Okay? Damn. So it's real.
He low-key about to get the bag because she about to divorce him, and then she punched him in the face. That wasn't a small move.
And then also, you can think about custody as well.
Kids are involved.
Ugh,
stressed.
And then what's funny is Big Sean, when the...
He's so petty. What he did? He's so petty.
He tweeted, I don't know if you ever seen the meme of the little girl. She said, I told y'all niggas. Y'all thought I was playing. He posted that the day that was noted that it all came out.
So petty. Like,
no, but she cheated on him with him. So fuck that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he gonna say. But he's still just
And he's living
petty.
Life. He living life. He got Janae. He like, fuck you, bitch. That's what you motherfucking get. I knew she was probably crazy. Come on. In public.
He like crazy though.
Yeah, because Janae I believe
she's also in that case.
I definitely believe it as well. Well, was she punching in
good
public?
Good luck.
With your child?
Oh, you ain't say the child was there?
Yes. Oh, I ain't. They were on a walk.
Conversation got real bad real quick.
Right.
On site. Listen, again, I don't even know. Like, hopefully she gets some good custody, child support situation going on. Hopefully both of them, like, the monies that they split or that.
It's crazy. We were just.
Good luck.
We were just talking about this with the double standards, how women on the low be going ham on their man.
Good luck with that situation.
Right. Hey, that's what I got for the news. Some drama.
Yes, but episode 18.
18.
Let go.
Let go, let flow.
Let flow.
Let's talk about it.
So, yes, let go, let flow.
Yes.
And it's funny because as we are nearing the ending of this year, ending of 2017, may the rest of your 2017 be the greatest of all 2017. I feel like people get into these whole, I'm gonna do this differently. And I think it all starts with now. I feel like we was having this conversation the other day, Jen, like you have to start doing these things now.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the biggest considerations are your friends.
Yeah.
And not in, let me frame this. I'm not saying like, oh, it's the new year, I'm cutting people off. But, you know, it comes to the time where you just have to let go, let flow, and it has to be sometimes friends. So
I definitely agree. And I feel like one thing about when it comes to friendships and holding on to friendships, a lot of times, I'm going to keep it honest, with success, you start to lose friends, okay? Mm-hmm. It's either I feel like people just can't catch up, you know? We're on two different shits. Or it's just like they become haters because you're doing so well. Because that is a fact, I'm telling you now, like no matter what. Not saying like, I'm just saying for anybody. Like if you succeed, there are some friends out there that are going to be a little bit salty that you're doing better than them. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like as success happens, you tend to lose friends. Mm-hmm. And with having a goal for yourself for the next year, you want success. So then sometimes your friends gotta go too.
And I also think it may just be the whole sense of growing apart. I know that I have friends, it's no beef, it's all still good vibes. It's just like we have grown apart, and it's just like you let go of having that every single day communication.
It's hard.
It is hard, but it gets easier with time. So you let go, you let flow, and there's some people that you can grow apart from and still be cool with.
Right.
But there are some cases where it's just like, it is what it is.
You live two different lives. I have a story. There's one person. We were cool, you know, in college. We were cool in college. I would come to her house. We would just say, we'll have dinners together. It'll be lit. Like, me and her were tight. And then I don't know if something happened to her, but I would always try to communicate with her. Be like, hey, you know, do you want to do dinner? Do you want to hang out? Do you want to, you know, have a session? Like, what do you want to do? Stop communicating. And I was like, whoa. Like, okay. Me and you were tight. I used to see you, like, every day. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then, randomly, me and her, we both moved to New York. We're in the same area, okay? And when I try to hit her up, it's just like, oh, I'm busy, oh, I can't. And it's like, I don't know how many like times I'm gonna hear like, oh, I'm so busy, like, you know, I'm sorry, I'm busy too. In reality I actually might be more busier than you.
Right.
So let's just keep it a buck. But damn, it's just like, what do you do in that way? What you have to let it go, because it's just like, if you're trying, you know, I'm never gonna push no friendship. I have enough friends, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But like in that case, it was like, damn, it's just like, you really at this point are not trying to be my friend anymore, because like we're in the same city now. Both of us moved from Maryland to New York. We're in the same area. Mm-hmm. And like, you just
let go, let flow.
But then it's weird. Then you like, never mind, I'm not gonna put her on blast. But then you like, you'll text me like some stuff like randomly, and it's like, but why don't you hang out with me? Like,
she don't want to be your friend,
right? I don't know if it's hate or what, but like, that was my girl.
I feel like also a wave that I've been on. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. I've had a lot of like falling out or whatever the case may be with certain people, but I'm too grown at this point, and I'm on some really like let go, let flow. Either we could have the conversation, say like, this is what it's gonna be and move on, or like, you just gonna forever be salty, because eventually I'ma just let go and I'ma let flow. And if I see you and we in a public setting, oh, hi, how are you doing?
Have to be nice.
Hey, good to see you.
Have to be nice.
Not gonna have no stink face, not gonna be trying to do anything extra, not gonna have like, just you in my space and my presence right now does absolutely nothing to my being.
Right.
That is the mindset that, yeah, that's what I've been doing.
So basically, if someone not receptive to your hello, or if someone is basically like, yo, they trying to have a problem with you for no freaking reason, but you have no clue, you gotta let them go. You gotta let them go. Yeah, and on top of, yes, you want positive energy. Like, the freak, like, negative energy for what?
Positive vibes only.
Right. As you move on, okay?
And life happens
as well.
People have kids.
People get married.
That's
like,
true.
I feel like people, like, need to understand that, like, okay, if someone has a child, that's, like, their life now. If someone's married, their best friend now is their husband or wife. Like, that's just what it is. You know what I'm saying? And just, like, drugs as well. People go on drugs.
That's a fact. Y'all see what's going on with Chris Brown.
Stop.
That's my boy.
Y'all, she really do love Chris Brown. We brought him up every episode. She loved Chris Brown, because trust and believe, if Chris Brown was right here, you'd be like, oh my God, I love you, boy.
Yeah, he just on drugs. You can love people that's on drugs.
Anywho, people also get on drugs or just make bad decisions. So with that said, that if you don't want that in your life, you gotta let go and let flow. Okay? So friendships, I feel like, is definitely very important.
But just to stamp this, if it's a friendship you want to keep, you have to work on it. You have to work for it actively. vulnerability. You have to say, like, this is what I absolutely need from you. This is for any relationship.
Of course.
You have to work for it. If it is not working for you, if it is not pushing you forward, if you need that break, do it. But, like, do what is best for you.
And let me just piggyback on that. And I'll talk about us. Me and you have, there's been several times that me and you don't agree. All right. But what do? We communicate. And
communication
it's
is
done.
Absolute key. Unlocks key. The doors.
Open.
Yes.
But also, when it comes to just letting go, let flow, some other people in your life, that it's just so hard. It's so hard to let them go, but it's just sometimes you gotta let them go. It's your family, okay?
Unfortunately.
How do you feel about that when it comes to, like, family, when it comes to, like, you know, loyalty, you know, your family is the only people that you got? How you feel about that?
I feel like I come from a very big family.
Mm-hmm.
I'm most close to my immediate family, like my brothers and sisters. So I've definitely had times that I'm just like, F you, I'm not speaking to you, and I just won't for, like, mad long, but...
What's mad long? Months?
Like, months, yeah.
Okay.
Family is a tricky thing. I think it depends on dynamics, you know what I mean? Because you can have some real, like, crazy-ass, like, super effed up family members that you, like, you know what? I ain't messing with you. You are cut off. I can't have you in my life. I can't have you in my space. Right. Even though we related by blood, can't do it for my own life, my own sanity.
I definitely believe that you cannot, just because of family, you can't force no negative energy into your life just because of your fam. You cannot do that. I'm sorry. And I'm starting to realize that because I have my own personal issues when it comes to my family, like my close family. So it's just like, there gets to a point where it's just like, yo, this is really hurting my soul. This is really hurting my health, my mental. And it's like, you just really got to let them go. You got to give them that space to realize, like, yo, maybe I'm walling out. Or maybe we just need to figure out what's the issue when it comes to our relationship. So I definitely feel like, well, family, I'm sorry. Yes, you can say family over anything. But if that person's, like, really affecting you and your well-being, you got to let them go.
Mm-hmm. I think it goes to a complete other side too, right? Because if you want to, you know, if I want to play devil's advocate,
mm-hmm.
let go, let flow could also be like, you gotta forgive people. You gotta let go of grudges.
Right.
Because if we're saying family is the essence, is the core, I can have a falling out and then eventually, like, I gotta be like, all right, okay, like, whatever. Okay. Even if we're not gonna have that, like, okay, I was wrong about this, that, and a third, like, I'm gonna speak to you. This is stupid. Like, I gotta let go.
Just to piggyback off that, with friends and just your family, I feel like there's certain people you just have to realize that's just how they are. Like, you love them, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You love them. You might have mad issues with that person, but sometimes you might have to work around their issues and just understand, like, that's just who they are. So it's either you deal with it or you let that shit go.
Mm-hmm. This is true. This is very true. And that is a perfect segue into the romance factor.
Yes.
Oh, gosh. Relationships. What drama. I'm the worst person to give relationship advice. I do, but
you,
like,
hear my silence. Y'all hear my silence. Go ahead. Keep on going.
I am. I'm the worst person to give relationship advice. My whole life is crazy.
Hey, it's life. I do feel like the hardest thing about, like, letting go, letting flow is letting go of bad habits. For example, like, I was in a relationship. It was like high school going into college. It was for 4 years on and off. And he was straight up cheating on me here and there. I mean, I knew of it. I guess I was content with it because the communication was there. So he just told me. But at the same time, I loved him so much and I was just so comfortable in a relationship. So I just stuck there. But at the same time, I think it was just the harder part for me was, like, letting go of, like, yo, this really isn't good for me. I'm really deep down inside not happy. So I need to find ways to, like, slowly detach myself. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I feel like with relationships, that's the hardest thing. Just letting go of bad habits, bad people that are just in your life. Would you agree?
Yeah, I definitely agree. And I feel like for many reasons that you said, it's extremely hard to say, like, you know what? This right now is not good for me. Especially when you love somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like... Mm-hmm. It's like, let me get into the mindset. Let me figure out how I'm gonna get into the mindset of, like, I love you so much that if this ain't gonna work for us, like, I just want you to be better.
Right.
And be good. But it hurts. It's hard. Like,
I feel like love outweighs the willingness and strength to, like, try to let go. You understand what I'm saying? Like, it's just hard sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, you remember, like, what is that person bringing to the table if you're bringing something? You know what I'm saying? Because, like, sometimes, like, that one issue I brought up, it was like, I was doing a lot for the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And I was getting very little. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I also think in another sense, right? I'm playing devil's advocate tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I think you can think about it as sometimes, like, relationships, because it is love, because it's like, I have that much love for you, I'm gonna just fully accept whatever you have to offer. And that's the whole, like, I'm gonna let go and let flow in that aspect. Like, I'm fully accepting, I'm understanding this is what the reality of the situation is, this is the truth of it, and I'm gonna just ride it out, figure out, like, what is happening.
Question. Will that person be happy throughout that time? I'm just trying to understand. Like, you can be content, but will that, is that person, do you feel like that person will be truly happy dealing with that while they try to figure it out?
I mean, I don't know. I think that
it's up to you.
I think it's up to, yeah, I think it's up to the individual. And I think specifically with relationships, it is, it always depends on the duration. It always depends on like the situation happening. And I think it's extremely challenging to just be like, okay, I've already invested so much time into this. I've already invested so much emotion into this. This is what it is. And this is the foundation. And this is really, you know, the feelings are really there. So it's like knowing when, knowing if, knowing how to really just like let go.
And with that, I would say that's when whoever is in that type of situation, they need to really figure out what they truly deserve, what they truly want in a relationship. And then figure out who they truly want to be with versus what they truly want. You understand what I'm saying? I feel like someone needs to figure out what they want to better understand what type of situation they're in to let go. And I feel like that's just key to letting go. You got to understand what you want. And then eventually you'll move on. It just takes time. Because time, girl, you know, it takes
stressful. Then, like, you got to think about how old you are. Like, what you want, like, for, like, just everything. And, like, not, and you know what? That sounds so, I mean, that kind of sounds selfish, right? Because it's not...
No, but you have to be selfish. Who are you only responsible for? Whose heart are you mainly focused on? It's yourself. So it's just like, you got to be selfish. You got to be selfish when it comes to your friends. You got to be selfish when it comes to your heart. You got to be selfish with a whole bunch of stuff. So it's just like, you don't want to be hurt. So fuck that other person if they're hurting you. It's you. This is you. That's you. That's no. That's your feelings. That's what I realized. Like, you got to just... Because I've been hurt so many times and I realized, like, nah, I really got to put myself first. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because these are my feelings and my feelings now affect me later. That's what that's what I really realized. It's just like all the pain that I've been through and my past relationships, it has definitely put a hold on me, like trust issues when it comes to just, you know, questioning shit, when it comes to just like just me period, like just not insecurities, you know what I'm saying? It's just all that comes into play when you get hurt. And I feel like the longer that you stay in a hurt relationship or whatever type of situation you in, relationship or not, let go. Think about yourself. I also say think about yourself when it comes to work as well.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Because I know the getting the bag is very important, but if you get disrespected at work, one thing I would say, let me say this, I feel like you should always be professional no matter what, because I've heard some wild ass stories of people really going off and I'm like, damn,
that's a fact. I feel like I've had moments though at my job that I've like turned up and then I'd be like, oh damn.
But from what I've heard that you said, I feel like you've turned up in a very professional manner, would you say?
Yeah, I've had some unprofessional moments as well.
Okay.
Because sometimes, you know what it is, but I read this meme the other day, right? It was saying, like, you know when people at work is just getting you mad tight and you really just want to be like, yo, fuck you, right? But you can't. Just be like, okay, thanks. Cut them off. Okay, thanks. So that's a way. That's a method to let go and let flow at work.
I need
to start
doing that because I don't say anything at all.
So like, okay, thanks.
But at the same time, I've heard stories. Like, me and you heard a story about how a girl was getting cursed out by her manager and the door was open. How you curse somebody out and the door open? Going ham.
First of all, how you think you gonna curse out one of your employees? Like, period. Like, that is just so not okay. Period. Like, period.
That's when you listen in to what the fuck they gotta say. You take it in. Then you slowly go to your desk. You go to your Outlook email. Maybe Gmail if you have that. And then you go to HR at whatever company. .com. You write that letter.
And then you let go and you let flow.
Right. You let go and you let flow. Because you know there are witnesses and the door was open.
You know, it was pretty brutal.
Right.
But something else, that. Like, what I find when I'm in work environments or work situations and things are getting really hectic, it feels like a lot of people that are taking things completely overboard are people that cannot have a separation between, like, work and personal life. Like, for me, my work and personal life are separate.
Absolutely.
And while I'm at work, I'm at work. And when I'm home, like, I might do some work, but I'm home.
No, I feel you. Because... shit, I don't work there anymore. But like, I've had colleagues where it's just like, whatever happened back home with whoever you were dealing with, it really came to work, dog. Like, you're really crying right now, dog. Like, you're now, I can't open up my emails right now, dog, because you're crying right now about something that happened last night with this dude. That, let go of that flow. Let go of that. Once you leave your house, don't bring that shit to work. Mm-hmm. So.
Or even, don't make work your life.
Yes, the other way around.
Yeah, don't make work your life. Because then it's just, it's too stressful.
Yeah, that is, you can't even
get the bag. Stay focused, right, on the goal, and execute and like state what you want to do, get set your plan for whatever amount of time you think you're going to be in that company, take everything you could learn, mm-hmm. like be focused, mm-hmm. all that other drama, let go, let flow. Mm-hmm. Like if you have an issue with somebody that ain't about to stop your money, let go.
And be respected. Be Facts. Respected. Because let me tell you, now that I'm getting older, I'm realizing like the shit that happens in like with companies, man, if you really feel like you need to call HR, yo, there's no loyalty to this when it comes to companies, when it comes to work. There's no loyalty. If someone disrespects you, really report that shit and get the bag.
It's a fact.
Shoot.
I think the main idea of this whole like let go, let flow is do you figure out what makes you most happy
mm-hmm. and successful.
Mm-hmm. And take into consideration those that affect situations, but like move and make decisions that are gonna like be most beneficial to you.
Yes, I would agree with that. What I will say, like I always say, everything happens for a reason. So when that shit happens, you better move accordingly, all right? And let go and let flow. Don't ever let no past shit affect your future shit and your now shit. Just keep it moving. Whatever. It's every day, I feel like it's a new day to just start fresh. When you wake up in the morning, it's
you blessed.
You blessed.
New day, new start.
Uh-huh. And I nowadays, I've been praying more. I kind of stopped. But nowadays, I have to really appreciate because I am 27 years old and I'm still alive and I'm still doing my thing.
Amen.
And you know, because the one thing I'll say from you, you said I am resilient as a motherfucker.
You are.
You say it. And it's like, everyone gotta have it, yo. Don't let the shit that you go through affect you. Just keep it noted and move the fuck on. So that's what I gotta say.
Yes. Let go, let flow.
Let go, let flow.
If you let it go and it's meant to be, it'll come back.
Yep.
Time is the true teller.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, but
it's been real.
It has been.
You know where you guys can find us. You guys can find us on iTunes, SoundCloud, Google Play, Stitcher.
All of that. And if you want to catch us on our social media, make sure you find us at Getting Real with Zing and Jen, IG, Facebook,
and all that. And you know what? I'm going to keep it real with this. I need y'all to write reviews.
Facts. Tell us what's going on. Tell us feeling.
We've been doing bad. We need to get people to get those reviews because we see y'all watching.
We okay? know y'all listening.
While y'all listening, y'all better write that review, all right? But so here.
It's been real, y'all.
It's been real. Ooh.